Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Mitchell Schwartz, and you are listening to my friend C-Dot.
My former friend, my former pal, Mitchell Schwartz joins us in studio. Mitch, you knew how important banging the drum was to me.
On the drum.
Let's go to the phone lines right now. You know what, man? I always love to see my people getting new jobs and moving on up. Matt Verderam's my guy. He's with Sports Illustrated. Matt, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I can't believe they let me in the building, but here we are.
Did they put you on the cover yet?
Not yet, but, I've only been there 2.5 weeks, so we got goals to work towards.
So once we get past the NCAA tournament, then we're going to have that time where it's, okay, nothing's really going on. Now we can put Verderam on the cover.
That's right. That's right. Let's all light candles for that.
Right now we're talking to Matt Verderam with Sports Illustrated. He covers the Kansas City Chiefs. Matt, I want to start with wide receiver. Because I am new with this In Vitro We Trust. Now, it goes against my normal nature just as a sports talk radio host to just defer everything to the general manager, but I'm willing to do that for a GM that has put together the roster that the Chiefs have put together. But I will say their options at wide receiver are starting to dwindle. There's just not a lot of capable guys where when you lose somebody like Juju, then I don't want to make it seem like Juju's Stephon Diggs or anything, but he did have 70 catches and 900 yards and was their best receiver in the Super Bowl. I would like to replace him with a veteran wide receiver.
Yeah, I don't think you're crazy for that. Look, I know from talking to people both at the Combine and obviously since, Kansas City wanted to retain Juju, but they wanted to do it at their number, and their number wasn't high enough. So, New England ended up getting them $11 million per on a deal. It's essentially 2 years with like a third-year team option. And, and then McColl, he walks for a one-year deal for up to, and that's an important phrase, up to $6.5 million. Look, the Chiefs could have retained both of those guys had they wanted to spend the money. They didn't want to. I mean, it wasn't like these were deals where you went, wow, that guy got paid way more than expectation. I know when I talked to people in Indianapolis, people who were in the know with Juju, and it was like, look, he's probably going to be around $13 million a year. He came in under that. There were people in the league who thought Hardman would be around 10 a year. And I thought that was a little high, 6.5. Okay, but that's with incentives. Like, we don't know yet what the base salary is. So the Chiefs could have gotten these guys back, seemingly. They didn't do it. And so that makes me think that Brett Veach has another way he wants to go. We obviously just do not know yet what that is.
Matt, I can't pretend to be inside the mind of Brett Veach. I work on it every single day. I don't understand why they wouldn't match the contract for Juju Smith-Schuster. Like, it's not like Juju got some crazy Christian Kirk that you're like, oh, wow, the Patriots did that? Juju got paid exactly what the market is. Adam Thielen got paid what the market is. Jacoby Myers, like, they're not number two guys, I would say. They're certainly not number ones. They're in that low-end two, high number three receiver. That goes for about $9 to $11 million. That's where Juju landed. Like, I'm just surprised that the Chiefs weren't willing to pay that for a wide receiver that they like.
I agree. I agree with you. I think that for the Chiefs, 3-33 for Juju is certainly reasonable. And again, you know this as well as I do. Like, a lot of that, too, that those third years and three-year deals are usually some funny money. And you can get out of the deal if you need to. And maybe you eat a couple mil on the cap, but you're not going to eat something crazy. I wasn't surprised that they allowed Hardman to go. It seemed like they could never really find the right way to use him and to get him the right usage. But Juju, I agree. I mean, they tried to get him for 2 years. They finally got him the second time around. He played well. I mean, you could sit there and say, look, if he plays a full season because he did miss a game with a concussion, he might have 1,000 yards. And yet he walks, and right now, your receiver room is MVS, Kadarius Toney, and Sky Moore. And I get what the Chiefs are really high on Toney, and that's been reported, and I know that for a fact that that's the case. Kadarius Toney's really talented. He's also a guy who in 2 years has played nowhere near a full season. So you're putting a lot of risk on your team and on your receiver room if your answer to it is, hey, Kadarius Toney's going to be our number one guy. That's great if he plays 17 games. I think he can be that. But he has not proven at all that he can do that.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Verderam with Sports Illustrated, breaking down the Kansas City Chiefs. No, you're certainly right, and that's why I've been really big on – I still want this team to go draft a wide receiver. Like, I'm big on you find talented skill position players where now you could take a chance on a first or a second-round wide receiver late in the first round, and you could hit a Brandon Ayuk, and to have that player on a rookie contract for 3 to 4 years is a major win for you. So I'm always going to be on favor of them spending a real asset to go get that star wide receiver. But I it sounds like you agree. I do want them to go get a veteran. Like, I do want to go into next season where it is veteran wide receiver plus MVS, and then you've got all these young guys. Like, right now, they do not have one proven wide receiver on their entire depth chart.
No, they don't. Look, if I were the Chiefs, and again, as you point out, you're not in the mind of Brett Veach, and I also try to be, but who could possibly claim that? I think if you're the Chiefs right now, and I know a lot of Chiefs fans don't want to hear this, I'd bring back Justin Watson on a one-year deal because Mahomes likes him and he trusts him. I'm not saying he's the answer for the top of the depth chart. He's not. But he's a guy who you can put in there, and he can be one of your bottom three receivers, and that's fine. That at least fills a one spot. That leaves you with two, essentially, that you have to figure out. I think one of those guys should be a top, you know, three-round draft pick. And frankly, I think right now, I would put it as the most pressing need on their roster. I do not think that right tackle is as pressing as something. I think they need to draft the right tackle. I'm going to be wrong. But I think if they put Lucas Niang in there, like, they can live with that. They can win with Lucas Niang. They want plenty of games in the 2020.
No, I'm the exact same way. I think it's their number one need right now as well. You're really plugged into this. What have you been hearing about Odell Beckham? What have you been hearing about DeAndre Hopkins?
Yeah, so look, the Chiefs have been linked for good reason to Beckham for years because they've liked him. When he went to the Rams, the Chiefs were originally in on him. I know that they were in on him this past year when it was unclear if he was going to be able to come back and play part of the season. If he was, Kansas City had interest. They have interest now. The question is going to be with Beckham. What is the number going to be? Is it a multi-year deal? And here again, Beckham is crazy talented, but he's on the wrong side of 30, and he's got a major injury history. I mean, he's coming off missing the whole year because of a torn ACL. Do the Chiefs have interest? Yes. Question is how much, and does any other team have more? Now, I think it helps them that the Cowboys went out and got Brandon Cooks. I don't know now that Beckham fits in Dallas. Okay, I know the Bills in the past have been interested in Beckham. The Bills right now are essentially capped out, so I don't think they're in on him. The Ravens are always in on receivers, but if you're Beckham, do you want to go play in that offense? I know it's a different offense now with Todd Monken in there. I think the Chiefs probably are the more attractive option there as well, especially with the uncertainty around Lamar. As for Hopkins, look, I think that to me, I know they'd have to give up a pick, probably around a third or a fourth round value. If I'm the Chiefs, if they don't have to pack in a bunch of new guaranteed money into that deal, it's 2 years and $34 million. If I'm Kansas City, that's, to me, what makes the most sense. If you go get him $17 million a year for DeAndre Hopkins, and it's really 2 one-year deals because there's no dead money involved, I think that's the way to go. I think he's the best available option to them.
We get asked about Justin Ross every single day. Every single day. I'm sure you get asked about Justin Ross, too.
Yeah.
It was funny because I was on Sirius this weekend, and – I was talking to a Packers guest, and he was saying, hey, you know, you're in Kansas City. You remember with Patrick Mahomes, there was like a buzz. Like a lot of people were talking kind of behind the scenes. Hey, Mahomes did this in practice. Hey, the Chiefs got something special and how they hadn't heard that same conversation for Jordan Love and how that was troubling. Have you heard any buzz about Justin Ross? Like you talk to Chiefs people. Are you hearing from people inside the locker room, inside that building, hey, Justin Ross can actually contribute this year?
And I think like with any player, there's always that hope that, hey, listen, he's immensely talented, but there's a clear question mark, right? I mean, he has been injured immensely since his freshman year of college. I mean, there's a reason that as talented as he is, he went undrafted. There's a reason he didn't play last year. He's been hurt a ton. Because if he came out after his freshman year of college, if he was eligible, if that was allowed, he would have been a top pick. I mean, he was that. Go back and watch his Clemson tape from his freshman year. It is insane. I don't know if you're a Chiefs executive or a coach, how you could look at Justin Ross and say, yeah, we're good for penciling him in for 60% of the snaps. You can't. You don't know if he's going to play one. So I think he's the kind of guy, like you take a flyer, you hope you can get him healthy, you hope you can get him out on the field, but I don't think he's the plan. I think he's if he plays, it's a bonus. I don't think the Chiefs are looking at him and going, yeah, he's the kind of guy we're just pegging for 2/3 of the snaps. I think that would be insanity.
Right now we're talking to Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated going through some of the Chiefs' issues right now, mainly wide receiver. I think that's the biggest question right now with the team. This question is going to sound way more combative than I actually mean it. Who does Odell Beckham think that he is today? Like, the market has been set for the kind of receiver that Odell is, but he's holding out for like $15 to $20 million. I mean, last year he didn't play. The last two seasons before, he tore his ACL. Who does Odell Beckham think that he is?
Realistically speaking, barring something that would shock everybody that I know in the league, it's not happening. I also think that realistically, like I've heard, you know, oh, he wants a multi-year deal. He may get a 2-year deal. But there's not going to be a lot of guaranteed money in that second year. I mean, there's no team that is going to do that. Odell Beckham is incredibly talented. He is also, as you just laid out, a guy who is a huge injury risk. Now, he is 100% a guy you could bring in and you get lucky and he plays 15, 16, 17 games and has 1,300 yards and is a Pro Bowler and a number one on your team. That is absolutely in play. It is also in play. He plays six, 7 games, right? I mean, he just plays a third of the year and has a knee injury or has something else going on. Look, not his fault, but that's the way it is. He's over 30 at this point. So I think if you're looking at his market, I do think there are multiple teams interested, but I think most teams would want him on a 1-year deal. And if he gets a 2-year contract, I think it's going to be, look, the money's going to be guaranteed in the first year. The second year is essentially going to be a team option. And he's going to have to accept that. I just don't see anybody going out and giving him a multi-year guarantee, especially in the range of $15 to $20 million a year. I don't think that's reasonable.
Last question here about wide receivers. Do you think there's any chance that maybe before the draft they end up making a trade, like a Mike Evans? Because if you had told me in week one, hey, the Chiefs are going to trade a 3rd-round pick for Kadarius Toney, I wouldn't have predicted that. It just happened over the course of this. Is there a chance that a guy maybe has a contract conversation with his team, it doesn't happen, and then a team like the Chiefs pulls up here on the Monday before the draft, offers a 2nd-round pick, and that's their answer? Because I'm looking at the free agent market for wide receiver. Unless they go get a Odell, unless they go get a DeAndre Hopkins, everybody else, you probably think, well, you just should have got Juju Smith-Schuster if that was your plan. Do you think there's any way that they make one of those kind of trades?
They could. I actually think, though, if that's going to happen, I almost think it's post-June 1 because that's when a lot of the money changes. Like, for an example, on Mike Evans, okay? He's got a cap number right now at 23.69 this year. Now, if a team acquires him, his base salary is $13 million. If a team traded for him today or before June 1st, the Bucks are eating 21.4 in dead money, and they only save 2.3. It makes no sense for them. But if they trade him post June 1, they save $14.5 million. Okay, and they only eat 9.5. So I think something like that would probably be, honestly, later on. And if you're a team like Tampa, for an example, you almost would rather have the picks down the road because you're probably not going to be that good this year, right? And it doesn't really matter. Do you want to go 7-10 instead of 5-12 or 6-11? You probably don't mind going 5-12 or 6-11, especially if you're Jason Light and you have that job security there. But I would almost look at last year. Think about A.J. Brown got traded. Hollywood Brown got traded on draft night. What did they have in common? They were about to be ready for a second deal. They had 1 year left, and Tennessee didn't want to pay A.J. Brown what he wanted, and the Ravens weren't going to bring back Hollywood Brown. That's where I'd watch. Now, the problem is I think the guy to watch the most with that is Gabe Davis in Buffalo. I don't know that Buffalo is going to shell out the kind of money it might take to keep him because I don't know if they have the cap to do it, but Buffalo's not trading Gabe Davis to Kansas City. But those are the types of guys that if I'm the Chiefs, I'm keeping my eyes on, I'm keeping tabs on, and if they hear that, hey, look, there might be a little breakdown in communication with that guy and his current team, maybe that's where you can swoop in and go get a guy. Look, those possibilities always exist.
Who has better pizza, Chicago or New York?
New York. Chicago, it's like eating a sandwich. New York, you can just walk up anywhere and get a slice. Now, it might be a grease trap, but it's great food.
Matt, you have so many great opinions. How do you then have the worst opinion at the end of this?
Oh, I am now based in Chicago. I grew up in New York. Come on, this is not a contest. You can't walk around in the city and have a slice of Chicago pizza. You can walk around. You can have a whole pie in New York and fold it in half. It's a calzone. It's beautiful.
That's Matt Verderam. I would sound more excited about him getting off the phone, but the way that he ended, I'm not that excited about it. Thanks, Matt.
You asked the question.
I appreciate problem. You, Matt.
Thank you.
That's my guy, Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated, joining us on the show today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.